Catherine of Aragon is a Spanish royal princess from the greatest royal house in Europe of the day. She was married initially to Prince Arthur, who was King Henry VII's oldest son, Prince of Wales. Now, unfortunately, Prince Arthur didn't last very long. He died only a few months after the marriage. And after a period of several years being stranded in England, poor old Catherine was left here whilst Henry VII haggled with King Ferdinand, her father, over the payment of the dowry. But eventually, after Henry VII died, he was of course succeeded by the young Henry VIII, who had clearly taken a bit of a shine to Catherine. And really the first thing he did following his coronation was he married Catherine of Aragon, which rather rescued her. And they were married for over 20 years. But it all ended rather unhappily. Because Henry was a representative of the Tudor dynasty, which was fairly new, it was only his father who'd seized the throne from Richard III, they were very insecure. They were terrified of there being another civil war. You know, there'd been a lot of civil war in England over the future of the monarchy. And Henry VIII was terrified that if he didn't have a male heir, then civil war would break out again. And although he and Catherine had a number of children, sadly many of them were either stillborn or the only surviving legitimate child was a girl, Mary. And this caused Henry a problem. He thought perhaps that God had passed judgment on his marriage because he had married his brother's wife. Yes. And there are various verses in the Bible that might cast doubt on that. On the other hand, there are other verses that say the opposite. So the interpretation's a little bit tricky there. And there was also this flighty young thing, Anne Boleyn, who caught his eye. To cut a long story short, he tried to get the Pope to annul the marriage. The Pope, who might have been sympathetic, in the end refused, not least because he had the Holy Roman Emperor's army in Rome at the time, who happened to be Catherine's nephew. So the Pope was in an awkward situation there. He refused to grant an annulment. And so in the end, Henry decided to reject the authority of Rome. He declared himself to be head of the church in England and then was able to grant himself a divorce so that he was free to marry Anne Boleyn. Poor Catherine was immediately banished from court, and she lived at a succession of English country houses, ending up at Kimbolton Castle, which is a village, about 20 miles from here, further south. And really she lived in a state of rather poverty-stricken exile in this drafty country house until she died in early 1536. Henry didn't want a funeral in London, where she could become a focus for opposition.
Yes.
Certainly Anne Boleyn didn't want her anywhere near London. And so she came to Peterborough to be buried because it was the nearest great church. So it was a place that was appropriate for someone of royal dignity, but it was sufficiently obscure not to attract any attention.